school's coming back.
I know. Soon. Fast.
I know a lot of parents are happy that their kids are going back to school, but actually there's more pressure than to get the kids up and out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Allstate is having a school supply drive, and we have Allstate agent and owner John Tunnel in the studio with us. How are you doing today, John?
I'm doing well. Great. Thank you.
Kids are going back to school.
Everybody's getting excited. Lots
I
of moms
bet not.
Are happy. And
John, be honest. You have kids. Are they excited to be going back to school?
I would say that would be 50-50.
Is that true?
On a given day. I think the excitement level is there to get back in the routine of things, but I think that summer they're enjoying pretty well. So.
We never, ever went back in August. It was always into September, around the first week of September.
After Labor Day, right?
After Labor Day, always.
That's how I was as well, and I enjoyed that schedule.
That's better.
It's good to get them back to start learning again
a little earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, it's always exciting to get back and see who's in your class. And like that first day or so, very exciting. And then all of a sudden it's like, wow, this is the school year again.
Right. Now it's real.
When's it over?
Yeah, exactly. how long have you been an Allstate agency owner?
I started back in May of 2007, so 12 years.
And how did it come to be for you? What was going on?
I was just looking to different opportunities to own a business and insurance. I was in the industry already, so I just wanted to look for an opportunity where I could own a small business. And it kind of, with the Allstate Foundation and their partnerships with community involvement, is a good fit for me at the time. So
very good.
Where is your agency located?
It's in Park Ridge. I started in the city and relocated a few years ago to Park Ridge.
And we were talking about the school supply drive. A bunch of Chicago agency owners are going in on this. It benefits the Pitch and Wood Family Foundation. So explain a little about this.
Sure. So the nice thing about being an agent, we have a lot of friendships in the community, and it's really people just want to give back. So I partnered up with 9 other agency owners, and we're working to get the supplies over to the Wood Family Foundation, the Pitch-In program. The reason I found out about them is I actually reached out to them about their mentor program, and I thought it was a great opportunity. My time schedule with coaching and other things that I do in the community doesn't fit for this year, but that was one of the things. I was like, how can we get back, you know, if we can't get time? But rallying these agents together, we're able to provide a grant from the Allstate Foundation of $5,000 in addition to the supplies that we'll be able
to
provide for them.
Very nice.
So,
is the Wood family Kerry Wood of the Cubs?
That's correct.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good guess.
I was just taking a shot. So you've gotten to know him a little bit. Did you meet him?
Not personally, no. But
no?
Just
why is he avoiding you, John? What's going on?
You know, I think it was our previous interview back a few years ago that I was on the show.
He heard that interview?
He said, there's no way.
He's a smart man, that Kerry Wood. All right.
Now, can we or the listeners help with this school supply drive?
Yeah, it'd be an honor. We're looking through the 16th, we're looking to get items like crayons, markers, colored pencils, notebooks, glue, number 2 pencils, folders. We're looking, you know, of the locations they can bring them into our locations, and we'll get them to the Wood Family Foundation.
Very nice.
Is there a Facebook page that people can check for more information and where to donate?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to Facebook, and it's Tunnel Agency, it's with 2 L's, that has a list of the locations where people can drop them off locally.
Is there anything you have too much of that you just say, if you're thinking about getting school supplies, you don't get this, we have enough of this or not?
You know, I think just because of the amount of teachers that use their personal money, if the Wood Family Foundation can't use them, we've partnered up with other schools the last year that I know would benefit from it as well. So I would say that we can't accept too many items because everybody's, you know, scraping pennies together as a teacher.
Sure.
On average, they spend about $500 of their own funds. And
isn't that amazing?
It's a sad thing. My father was a principal, so I have kind of a passion for the educators. It's a lot more patience than I have, so I appreciate what they do for our kids.
Yep.
You can never have too many Ticonderoga pencils. They are the absolute best pencils. They write so smoothly.
Yeah.
And I used to love the scented markers. Those were fun. Sure. All right. Allstate agent John Tunnell. He's an agent and an agency owner. Insurance is so important. Is there anything we need to know about insurance as we're kicking off the school year?
I think just making sure that you do take time to review at least once a year with your agent, just to make sure that if something does come up as far as you needing to file a claim, that you're prepared for it and know what you have and what you don't have, just to prepare yourself. So back to school, back to basics, just have an insurance review with your agent.
And speaking of back to school, parents tell all your kids that if they get good grades, they get a discount on their car insurance.
Absolutely.
Don't they?
There's a good student discount that's available. And we also have a few programs that help with young drivers as far as like the DriveWise app. You can kind of monitor how your kids are driving once they start having that opportunity to drive, if you allow them to.
Is it still less to insure girls who are driving than boys that are driving?
I would say that based on what I see, it's pretty comparable as far as, like, there's a lot of distracted driving now.
Yes.
So it's really rates have changed more because of the distracted driving that's kind of drove up the cost.
All right, since you said that, I trust you. I know you'll give me a straight answer on this. I've always thought that accidents must have increased with everybody texting while they're driving. You're not supposed to do it, but you see it all the time. Have there been more accidents in the last 10 years or so?
There have been, and unfortunately, when you investigate the claim, a lot of people aren't even braking.
Yeah.
So the total losses have gone up tremendously over the years.
You get more of a collision.
It does, yeah. Unfortunately.
Wow. See, but I bet, and I could be wrong, that new drivers are better with the lack of texting and driving than us old folk, because they know better. I get yelled at even if I touch my phone, if I'm just plugging it in. Mom, don't touch the phone.
Yeah.
So I bet they're better because it's been around all their lives.
Back in the early days when the phones came out, I remember holding them in the, trying to turn the radio, hold them in your hand.
Yeah.
It was, you know.
While putting on my mascara. I was very talented.
I didn't have the pleasure to do that, but but no, it's definitely something like you can't go on I-90 for more than a minute without seeing someone on their phone. So, you know, get there safe. Just put it down. Like, life is so short.
Does Allstate do that thing, John, where they monitor, like they put a diary, an electronic diary in your car to determine how fast you're going and base rates on that? Do they do that?
We have a MileWise program that does base rates, and then the DriveWise app, you can earn rewards if you're driving under 85 miles per hour. So,
oh, I can't.
Sorry, Wendy.
Yeah.
I got to ask you something, though, because I have two boys that I thought on their 16th birthday they would rush to get their driver's license. I believe one of your daughters was not in a big hurry
either. Reese waited a year and a half.
Are you noticing that kids are, on my 16th birthday, I was there getting my license. Have you noticed that kids are waiting a little longer to get their license?
That does seem to be a trend. I know when I was 16, I got my license, picked up a friend, and had an accident in my parents' car, totaled their car. So,
that's why you got into the insurance business,
so
I'm sure.
I had personal experience with the claims process and how to work with your parents to get some money back to them for the loss. But we have noticed, you know, it seems like not the 16-year-olds, but they're waiting maybe till 18, 19 to get, you know, their driver's license.
Right.
So it's interesting how it's changed. And
what
I think with Uber and Lyft and those kind
that's
of things,
true.
I think they might be taking advantage of those sometimes too.
Is there any kind of insurance that's being sold a lot more now, John, than in the past? Is there something that's shown a dramatic increase?
Like the usage-based insurance is really coming up as a trend. It's more basing rates on miles driven than just sitting there, like your car. So like the MileWise we're selling a lot of.
Yeah.
But the housing market with home and condos being built and bought are still pretty big size.
Has Allstate had any kind of meeting over what happens when there's driverless cars? Because that will change the insurance game 100%, won't it?
The nice thing about Allstate is they're usually on the cutting edge of technology, they do a lot of research. And I know that is definitely something that they've been looking at. I think with the change in the way things will happen, I know usage base will probably be more down the line, because you'll still need insurance, obviously, if someone steals your car, even if it's not being driven.
Yep.
Hopefully I'll have that luxury, because I know I won't ever have a driver. But it'll be nice to just kind of sit back and relax, hopefully, in the future.
Yep.
He's Allstate agent and owner John Tunnell, and I still get to buy school supplies for my kids, and I got to be honest with you, I kind of enjoy doing it, but maybe listeners out there, their kids are grown and they don't get to buy school supplies. Buy them, and you can donate them to the Pitch-In program to benefit the Wood Family Foundation. And again, any information listeners might need to find where to donate and how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Just feel free to call our office at 847-306-8660 or go on Facebook, Tunnell Agency, and we'll be happy to guide you to an agent that's close by.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Happy back to school.
Same to you.
Thanks so much.
Good to see you, John. Good. Thanks so much for being here.